The thing is, we don't appreciate these lines. We don't understand half the time. That's why our throats don't open. We must understand clearly. Each word is very important in this. This only one line, if you can understand, please try to remember. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari. All Krishna's names. And Jaya is the first thing. Jaya is glorification. And we all want to be glorified without exception. But our glorification without Krishna is completely useless and hopeless. In 10th canto, in Gopi's prayers, the first prayer explains his joy word. Please, don't try to neglect the particularly purpose written by Śrīla Prabhupāda and go through the Bhagavatam very intensively. We are lucky to be under the roof of Śrīla Prabhupāda. Otherwise, people don't have time. In nonsensical activities, they are wasting their valuable human existence. We are lucky, extremely lucky, to know at least Prabhupada, and we are near his time. As the years go by, people will never believe that he was with us, he was walking with us, and he has done such a big job. This Gopi sing after me. Jayati te adhikam.
Jayati te adhikam.
Jayati te adhikam.
Jayati te adhikam.
Always in Sanskrit, the am comes in every word nearly, every letter. The am is the form of the om. And om, as we know from Bhagavad Gita, that pranavaha sarva vedeshu. Krishna gives his revelation where you can find him. And in the first verse, in 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, verse number 8, gives 5 places wherein we can see Krishna. Rasoham apsu kaunteya prabha asmi shashi surya yoho. Pranavaha sarva vedeshu shabdakhe paurusham nushu. These 5 places. In 7th chapter is very important in Bhagavad Gita, because Krishna has given 15 places where he could be recognized very easily. Where are you going to find? Many times we are out of our pride. We feel that I must see Krishna, otherwise I won't believe. It's a false pride unnecessarily. Everywhere we are really in him. And we can see anywhere to him. In this verse, first he says that I am the taste in water. So much water we drink daily. But never remember him. Please, when the glass of water comes in front of you, touch to your forehead, pay obeisance to him, and then consume. It's liquid mercy of Krishna. We have so much industrial development, but no factory produces the water. They can process the water. They can make Coca-Cola or Fiji drinks or whatever from the water. But nobody can manufacture water. The physical elements have got to come from Krishna. And not only that, but see the beauty of his watery part of our existence. Our body is comprised of all living cells. In these living cells, daily, crores of living cells are created and crores are being dead. And each cell has its own composition. In the cell, 70%, more than 70% of the cell is water. Very fraction of a cell is earth. And fire is there. these three elements must be present in all the material things. Bhumi ap tej maya sapta. Bhumi ap and tej. Except this, there is nothing in the living cell. These three elements are present in all the material manifestation. Bhumi must be there, the gross appearance is there, then tej, fire is there, and bhumi up, water is there. Unless these three things are there, we cannot think about the material manifestation. Anything you take, and it has a bhumi, water and fire, then only it can exist. And this watery part, being very important for the existence, for the water there is another name in Sanskrit, is known as Jivan. Jivan. Jivan is life. Our life depends upon water. Without food, we may go on for a month or two or whatever. But without water, we cannot survive really. Water is very important. And not only that, but see the Prabhupada's way to explain these things. Please try to interpret these instructions of Bhagavad Gita according to the time and circumstances so that you can preach the public at large. Unless you preach, your life is null and void. Devotional service can never progress unless the preaching goes on. And in preach, you take out P, means reach. You have to reach the hearers. Preaching is not preach unless you reach. And in order to reach, you should have a modern life yourself. Don't be lethargic about these things. Your life, anybody sees, it should be modeled to everybody. The first requirement of preaching is humility. What are we proud of? Ask yourself. This whole lump is full of urine and stool. Except urine and stool, there is nothing here. You eat anything, it's converted into stool. You drink anything, it's converted into urine. There is nothing at all. Are you proud of this? I have got 200 kilometers of stool and urine. The more urine and stool you have, are you proud of it? Proud of what are you proud of it? Be on the ground always. And as soon as we come to this conclusion, humbly we can submit ourselves to Prabhupada's writings. Submissive hearing must be there. Challenging hearing will not teach you anything. It will reveal your madness. Challenging attitude will reveal the madness you are carrying on. Unless you come to understand these things, we cannot understand jai word. We are discussing the meaning of the jai word. We want to glorify ourselves. Jai is not possible unless we understand the presence of Krishna in everywhere and particularly in water. The first thing he tells that I am the taste in water. So, rasam apsukante, ras, liquidity in water. You cannot have liquidity anywhere. And unless the liquidity is there, our body cannot function. See the beauty of everything. Its unlimited glorification of water is there. Because Krishna is unlimited. His energy should be unlimited. How much to talk about water only? See the beauty of him. How Krishna is expert in these things. Antiseptic liquid. We can never drink. There are so many antiseptic liquids available in the chemist shop. But you cannot buy drink the antiseptic liquid. But Krishna's beauty, see how expert he is to put the liquidity into our own mouth. Our mouth has a saliva and it is antiseptic. You hurt anywhere and you can just apply it and it will cure it. The whole mouth and food pipe, they are coated with subtle saliva. and only the required quantity. My mouth has a saliva now, but it's not dripping in. It's exactly required quantity there. Can you imagine the expertise of Krishna? What we are not expert at all. Comparing him, we are nothing really. And that's why Trinada Vishuni Jena, our attitude must be very humble. What are you proud of, man? Can't do anything. And if, in old age, if it drips, we cannot control the saliva. And we are very proud of our control. But even the saliva is not under our control. Please remember these things. And unless the liquidity is spread all over the mouth, you cannot taste any food. That is the beauty of all his creations. That unless you are very, very humbly submitted to him, you cannot understand him. Unless he is very kind to you, he will not give you the fine intelligence. As it is, our intelligence is getting wasted day after day because of so much electronic advancement. We are losing our finer thinking power. Why we are wasting your time to go hither and thither? Please tie Bhagavad Gita to your neck and learn daily. One of our college students manages our shop, and he has no time, not much time, but he goes on bicycle to the college. So while going and coming back, on the bicycle he studies Bhagavad Gita with translation. And now he has done half of the first chapter. And this is the way, unless you steal time, you will not be able to learn anything. Your pride will stop learning. Don't be proud at all. Promise yourself today that from today we know that we are only stool in urine, nothing else. Can you be proud of stool in urine? If I give you 5 kilos stool in urine, will you be proud? Can't be proud. And if you are proud, people will, even small child will tell you that you are mad. This is Jayakar. What Jayakar you want? What glorification you want for yourself? Stool in urine glorification? What glorification you want? This is only because he is there. Everything is managed in our body also. And we don't have any control over the management of our own body. So what to talk of the other bodies? Our mind cannot be controlled. How can we control the other minds? Ourselves, we are having completely obnoxious life. Chanting is completely absent. Only Prabhupada's name, sometime here and there we chant for my dish, khichdi dish. That's all. I want khichdi. That's why I'm chanting. That is my position. I don't know about your position. I'm sitting here just to chapati and rice and Hare Krishna, mumble sometimes. Please don't do that. Be honest. Be very honest about these things. This is Krishna's presence. And in this sloka, five things are given. And again, as I told you, every energy of Krishna, every energy is unlimited. There is no limit to it. Just water we cannot finish discussing. It may require at least 1 month to discuss what is a part of our body. Please, try to prepare yourself in this way, in the pages of Bhagavad Gita, and you can reach your hearers, and then your preaching will be effective. Otherwise, hearers will not be interested unless there is some practical thing. And how can you do the practical thing unless you have sat? You please sit. Supreme Absolute Truth. Isn't it? Supreme Absolute Truth. We want to find out. So take Supreme, yes, Absolute A, and Truth B, sat. All our acharyas, previous acharyas, sat and wrote. Well, how much vast Bhagavan has sit? Can you imagine? Now also we have to sit and put your mouth into the scriptures. And in future also, to whomever you reach, should advise them to sit. And that is sit. You are sitting here. Prabhupada taught us to sit. We didn't know how to sit. And here, now we are sitting. Please, this seat is required and sitting is required always. Unless you in young age are very careful about to go into the deep, into the scriptures, you will not elevate yourself in your life and you will never be able to elevate any other life. The real bhakti is to cause others to remember. And unless you give the correct information from the scriptures, all the arguments nicely presented according to time and circumstances, how the other living entities are going to take it. And our learning, our devotion is completely useless unless you are completely clearly explaining the message of Srimad Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam. This is needed. We expect from you young people. We are here for a day and maybe in the evening we are gone, or after 2 hours we will be gone. Who is going to continue this? We want very sincere souls. We don't want insincere bunch. One sincere soul is more important than millions of insincere bunches. We are a new man. Small school here. There is one boy, Kashyap. He is only 7-8 years old. He comes from Mangalati. Otherwise, if his mother and father don't bring him for Mangalati on Sunday. Then he chants 16 rounds. Such a small boy. And he rings us that I have completed my rounds. And then he studies first class student. Again. His one student has this given us the whole world in the school. Even if one devotee we can manufacture from the school, we'll be very successful. This Vedic culture is not given by anybody anywhere. Please try to be sincere and try to give this Vedic culture by your own sincere efforts and put yourself into practice. Unless you prachar. In prachar word, achar is there. Achar has two meanings. One is pickle and one is behavior. We are very, very expert in achar, pickle. Mango pickle and lemon mango mix and this pickle and that pickle and that pickle. Very, very brave. But unless please, you are putting into practice. You have changed your clothes, you are suffering, wearing. Please try to enter into the scriptures. This is only rasa we are talking. But today we are discussing om now. That's in Sanskrit. Om, many times you have to pronounce. And this om is very beautiful sound vibration. Non-different from Krishna. Krishna says, pranavaha sarva vedeshu. In all the Vedas, I am the Omkar. And see, our health depends upon the breathing exercises. And the Om is the best breathing exercise. See? Om. All carbon dioxide is gone. The more long you pronounce, the more beautiful it appears. This, in this sound vibration, Krishna is situated. Om. And once you run out your breath, then you have to close your lips and vibrate. That is Krishna. Somewhere we were I think we are moving over in Fiji. So there was, we came across one temple there, his own temple. It was it. So I, we were curious. So this, we went into the site, and there was nothing really. And some home was written on the wall, and they were just sitting around here. There. So I told him, hey, what is happening? He said, this is home temple. Here we are not allowed to speak any. I told, unless we speak home, what is the meaning of home temple? Anyway, this is misdirection. Because the society very badly requires Prabhupada. Unless anybody and everybody takes shelter of Prabhupada, you will not understand, you will not be able to explain. What happens here? Prabhupada gives very balanced meaning of the Om. Om is non-different from Krishna. Krishna has said, so nobody can deny. Once we were in South Africa, and to the north of South Africa, there is African country. So we wanted to see them, and they told that nice temple, beautiful temple is built. And we should, you must see that temple, and very nice temple it was. So we went all the way from South Africa to that country. And then we saw the temple was beautiful and nice parking space. Restaurant was there, everything was there. And big temple hall was very big. We went inside, there was no deity was there. So I, Pujari was standing there. I said, who are you? He said, I'm Pujari. I said, who you are saying? He said, no, nothing. Nothing. Why I should be here? And he was from Porbandar. I told him, why are you doing this? So he just opened the curtain, and there, on one chair, there was one board on which Om was written. So this is our deity. This is misdirection. And I told, such a nice building you have built. No deity. No, he said, there are, we are all the deity. Oh, where are they? They are in the godown. I was curious. That's why, man. They are locking the deities in the godown. And on one chair, this poor home is standing here. So he said, what's the matter? Why didn't you take out the deities and worship? He said, we all order the deities. And the deities are all different deities are here. So there was a meeting that how the deities should be arranged on the on the altar. So meeting was very violent. So they break each other's heads. In the end they decided that we don't want the deities, only home. This misdirection is there. Here Krishna says, I am non-different. But Narada Muni corrects us. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Vasudeva must be with him. Only sound vibration will not do. No doubt, sound vibration is very important and completely non-different. Unseen by eyes and only heard, there is no difference. Krishna always unseen by eyes. Bhutam Nabho Lingam Alingam Ishwaram. Bhutam is very wonderful. Nabho Lingam is personified by sound, and Alingam unseen by eyes. Ishwaram, but he is controller, supreme control. This verse is very important in Srimad Bhagavatam. It gives you the idea that to whom we are worshipping. He is personified by sound, and that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the kirtan sound. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Rama 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 Rama.
This is the sound vibration. And Om is a part of this sound vibration. Unless we try to understand this sound vibration and put full faith. Only one purport, 1625, from 1st canto, 6th chapter and 25th verse. You should study that verse. In the purport is very nicely said that personified by sound, the Supreme Absolute Truth is personified by sound, unseen by eyes. And there is no difference. Hearing and seeing is no difference regarding Krishna. He is Shruta Ikshita. In Bhagavatam he is known as Shruta Ikshita. Ikshita means seen. Shruta means by ears. He is seen by ears. Please, anywhere he can appear. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, Prabhupada's mercy. He is the only saint who has given this eternal philosophical practical application to every human existence. So many acharyas and gurus were there. Nobody could do anything. It is his speciality. And that's why he is glorified today. This glorification we are thinking. We come to that point. Unless you come to this understanding of the purport through Prabhupada's writing, you will not have fixed intelligence to stick to Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti is a lifestyle. It is not a fanaticism. It's daily lifestyle. The devotional life is not meant for 1 hour or 2 hours. No, it's 24 hours. Our lifestyle must change. And if you don't want to change, you try to follow the lifestyle which you select. Don't make a show here. This is, he is personified by sound, enjoy him in sound. Satchitananda Rupaya
Satchitananda Rupaya
Vishwapatyadi Hetave
Vishwapatyadi Hetave
Tapatraya Minashaya
Tapatraya Minashaya
Krishnaya Vayam Namaha
Krishnaya Vayam Namaha.
This is sound vibration. Satchidananda Rupaya
Satchidananda Rupaya
Vishwapatyadi Hetave
Vishwapatyadi Hetave
Tapatraya Minashaya
Tapatraya Minashaya
Krishnaya
Krishnaya
Vayam Namaha. And in sound vibration, in correctly pronouncing the words, Sanskrit words, we have each word as a building exercise. Our breathing exercises are not separate from devotional service. Ruthe atam yat pratiyata, na pratiyata ja atmani. That which is not connected to me, with thee, maya. Ruthe atam yat pratiyata, na pratiyata ja atmani. Tad vidyat atmano mayam. He orders you. Tad vidyat you must know. It is my illusory energy, that which is not connected to Krishna. And that's why our lifestyle is connected to Krishna. And as soon as Krishna, you become whole Krishnaized in your life, no dirt touches you. What to talk of pride or whatever else. Please don't be consumed by these lower grades. This is a change in your life. Nice young people I am seeing here, I may not know you personally, but please take these things with you. Don't leave Bhagavad Gita for a single second unless you try to scrutinize each word with the help of Prabhupada's labor. He was with us. He was telling me, please relieve me from all these duties. I have to meditate on each word. Each word he has meditated on. Please, everything is ready for us. We are hungry. Food is ready. Now just we have to eat sincerely, that's it. Please, don't hesitate. Don't delay. the more delay then is dangerous. Who knows, in 2 minutes we may go away. This life is not guaranteed at all. And particularly in this age, the age doesn't matter. Anybody is in risk. Every time we are in risk. Please don't trust the time. Only trust Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada. That's it. Don't read anything else. Just catch hold of Prabhupada's lotus feet firmly and make your life successful by reaching the people and giving the same knowledge to them. Otherwise we are not very obedient to him. Please don't deceive him. He has sacrificed everything for us. What was the need of him going to America all the way after the age of 70? There was no need. He was always situated in Vrindavan. He was always knowledgeable. He was always devotee. Why should he go there? He wanted to blame all we rascals. We would have gone by now chewing some flesh and drinking some dirty water and thinking that we are very advanced. This is not advancement at all. This is the word Jaya. Unless you come to Krishna, you can never be glorified. That is what gopis say in 10th canto. Jayati te adhikam.
Jayati te adhikam.
The om is here again. Hum. You have to close your lips and vibrate. Jayati te adhikam.
Jayati te adhikam.
Janmana vraja.
And
the more lovely you chant, the breathing exercise is there. And breathing exercise means your body is healthy. No sickness touches. Every day we are getting up at 3:30 in the morning. Early to bed, early to rise is the way to be happy, healthy, wealthy and wise. They also say. But only knowledge will not help unless we put into practice. And here gopis sing very nicely. The lyrics, see the beauty of Bhagavatam. There are 18,000 verses in a definite meter. There is no literature comparing Bhagavatam in the all over this planet, not only this planet, but in the material manifestation, there is nothing else. Can you imagine 18? I can't write one letter. And here 18,000 verses in exactly counted meter. And not only that, but long and short words are on certain places. So if you pronounce it properly, without knowing the lyrics, you can sing very nicely. This is the beauty of Bhagavad. It's just that we are lazy. We are not going to the scripture submissively. We are at fault. Don't try to find fault with others. Our construction of the body is that I can see you only. I can never see myself. So we always, as soon as somebody comes in front of us, criticism starts. We are wasting our time in criticism. Don't open your mouth. If somebody criticizes, go away from there. We are wasting time. If you want to waste your time, you are at liberty to waste. But don't waste others' time. Foolishly we go to others, try to waste his time also and your time also. Be merciful to others. Please. Mercy is required. There you can waste your time. Go to the Yamuna River and blow it up. Please, don't waste others' time. Don't waste your time also. That is gopis insist. See, the beautiful lyric is there. Jayati te adhikam.
Jayati te adhikam.
Janmana vraja.
Janmana
vraja. Shayata indira. Shashvata trahi Daita drishvatam Dikshuta vata Tvai dhruta savas Amvichinvate. This is the first verse in Gopi in 10th canto. And herein Jaya word is described. This Jayati te adhikam. He said, big there. He's so made, so nice glorification is there. Vraj Bhumi, Vrindavan around places, they are glorified very much. And gopis are asking, why? This Bhumi also has trees, water, same thing. Why this Bhumi is not glorified? And why Vrindavan is glorified? Why Dwarka is glorified? It's all a desert there. There is no drinking water also. Why that Bhumi is glorified? So Janmana Vraja, because you have appeared there, that's why the glorification is there. This is Gopi's correct interpretation of the glorification. If you really want to be glorified, please give sincerely pledge to Krishna in your life. You will be glorified. And how to give pledge? Prabhupada has shown us. Don't leave Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and Prabhupada's books. Please try to tear off the books. Study so much that your pages must be worn out. New, don't pick new books. New means you haven't touched. Please, don't do that. Study. This is the, you are given time. You have so much time at your disposal. Don't spend your time enough of club. If anyone wants to do let him do. But we open our Bhagavad Gita. Unless you steal time for your own life, you never get time at all. There are plenty of diversion here and there. And we are expert in diverting. Please don't do that. This is required in human existence. Ladva sudhun lavam bahu sammavante. After so many births and deaths, luckily we have got this existence. Why are we wasting this existence in this? And luckily we are under the roof of an able spiritual master. Take everything from him. He was very much pained when boys were not reading his books. He said, why am I writing? You people are not reading. He said, if one boy reads, I will be successful. So there are so many boys here. Please let him be happy, very transcendently happy, that you are touching his books. Because we are ignoring him, we are destroying ourselves. It's a suicide. By ignoring Prabhupada, we are committing suicide. Please don't do. Here, the confidential literature is nicely explained by the able person. And try to understand yourself, and then again, the duty doesn't finish there. Then again, according to time and circumstances, you have to interpret his writing also. His writing was meant for his time. So again, we have to interpret. The beauty of his writing is that he instigates your intelligence. So you are self-sufficient to interpret his writing again. Make it more clear. Every time there is writing is required, preaching is required, everything is required. This is Jayati Deyarikam. And now take his example. He had Krishna only. He had so many buildings and everything. 100 temples were there. But never he claimed that everything belongs to me. Never. He said everything belongs to my Guru Maharaj. I am nothing. I am just following him. Very humble. Once there was a big amount involved in Los Angeles. They had so much millions of dollars that time. It was a very big amount. So they wrote to Prabhupada that we have now collected this much and now what is to be done? He said, sons, this money is yours. Spend for Krishna. Otherwise you could have asked that, come on, send money. No, never touched. Please, and if you really sincerely spend for Krishna, Krishna will give you energy. He knows that you are spending for him. This is glorification. We give Krishna first place. And that we are lacking. So don't lack this thing. The more you go to Krishna, the more you will be glorified. If you really want to be glorified. Now see, Prabhupada did not claim anything. He had only Bhagavatam. He was studying or translating whatever. And he built so many temples. He had only 40 rupees. In 40 rupees, can we have these 13 acres of land? This is in 40 rupees. Then can you have Bombay temple in 40 rupees? Can you have Delhi temple in 40 rupees? Can you have Los Angeles temple in 40 rupees? 40 rupees again. And again the 40 rupees are there. So many things are there, and even when the 40 rupees is there, how we can ignore this greatest person? He has shown us. Forget about Murphy Mehta or Tukaram or Tulsidas or whatever. They are gone, remote. We don't want to remember them. But see this, now, in 40 rupees, can you have these methods? So much, a big building is standing here, and so many buildings are there. Whole Mayapur is 40 rupees. Can you imagine? Is this not a miracle? And we want to show miracle, you know? Show miracle, then I believe Krishna. I mean, see, man did not have anything, only 40 rupees. And how much? And he has given us the process in which sincerely if you try, it is self-funding. You don't require to ask anything. To ask for money is our bankruptcy of devotional service. Collection is our greed. We don't require collection. We require Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If we have less, we'll do less. We are satisfied. Don't be eager to have more, more and more. No, why? This place is quite enough. We can change here. What's wrong with this? Why should we build another one if we don't have money? Why to go and beg? Begging means finished. There is no begging. No, there is no need of it. In Dwarka, there are so many ashrams even now. They don't step outside the ashram. And everything is provided. So why we should not be provided? The thing is, the devotional weakness is there. And we want to prove this and we want to prove that. By proving you can do. Gopis say that if you Janmana Raja, because you appeared in Raja, that is Raja is glorified. If the land can be glorified by Krishna's appearance, will you not be glorified by Krishna's appearance? And if you are not glorified, it doesn't matter. This lump, urine and stool, whether glorified or not, it's all the same. Why should you worry about it? This is the real understanding. And this will give you the humility. You will be on the ground. Don't fly in the sky. Please try to understand this. And as soon as you come to this, then Jaya we can understand. Then Jaya Gopi Jana, we are understanding that line. Jaya is clear now with us. Jaya Gopi. Gopi. Gopi is a nice word. Girls from Brijbhumi. It's not girls. Gopi, two words are there, go and pi. Go means senses. Gopi, by the senses, all senses. Gopi, bhakti rasam pibati. Iti gopi. This is the definition of gopi in Srimad Bhagavatam. Gopi, bhakti rasam pibati. Iti gopi. Gopi means by all the senses, by my eyes, by my ears, by my nose, everything. Bhakti rasam pibati, those who drink the nectar of devotional service, they are known as gopi. We want to have gopi. By all our senses, 24 hours a day, it is possible to think about Krishna. If the mind is completely saturated with Krishna consciousness, it's very easy for all the senses to perform devotional service. Adishta Cheta, completely absorbed your chita, man, your mind completely has formed, adishta chita, na bhavaya kalpate. Those whose minds are completely absorbed by Krishna consciousness, for them the material existence doesn't exist. We are in the material existence, but for us it doesn't exist. We have body, unfortunately. Till the time there are some needs. That's it. But Adishta Cheta, our complete absorption goes into that. And that is Rupi. And those people who follow these instructions, they are known as Rupi Jana. Jaya Rupi Jana. Glorification is there. Jaya Gopi Jana. And then as soon as you become Gopi Jana, you are completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness, and your group, sincere group, our Shamsara from Delhi, he is recently bought the flat in Noida. He's in Noida, sorry, somewhere. So, and he does small programs there. And now it's quite going on. Mataji and him continues. This is Adishta Chita. Anywhere you sit, it's not only Noida or Delhi or this or that. Anywhere you sit, it's Vrindavan. There is no need of going to that, because now as it is, the tickets are not available, the reservation is not there, and so many troubles are there. No need of running out like dogs or donkeys. Don't stick to the certain part of a planet. Please, anywhere, Adishta Chita, absorb. Anywhere you should be completely absorbed. Adishta Chita, na bhavaya kalpate. And this is Gopi Jana. And as soon as you Gopi Jana, Krishna will reciprocate. Vallabha, he is attracted to you. You take one step, he takes 10 steps. We are just half-heartedly doing everything, and even then he supplying us everything. We don't know from where it is coming and how it is being done, but we are all getting everything. We don't have anything belonging to us here, but we can be very transcendently proud that we don't lack anything. But this is our condition at the moment. Nothing belongs to us, but the truth is we don't lack anything. Anything you want, you get. So, what's the difficulty? Prabhupada was telling, why don't you come to me? They were staying in America, and they were dancing, enjoying and breakfast and this, and the people were running around, going to work, 2 hours driving and this. And they say, you people don't do anything, and you are just dancing and eating. He said, who stopped you from coming to me? I come here, I'll leave you. This is a very easy life he has given us. And Vallabha, Krishna is attracted. Krishna definitely is attracted. That's why he has given us time for him. How merciful he is. Our breathing is going on. We are walking, we are talking, we are understanding everything. Is it a less? You go to some cancer hospital and see the conditions. You will know how lucky you are. People are suffering beyond imagination. We are not suffering. We just got ready, cold water, hot water, whatever, and we are here thinking about Krishna. It's the luckiest position. This is please. This is he is attracted to us. Why can't we give this position to everybody? So we are having now the Ayurvedic hospital, we are starting here. So in Ayurvedic hospital, the first thing will be that Achyut Ananda Govinda, Namo Charana Vesuja, that is the first words in Ayurvedic. Govinda, that's it. You know, in Tirupati, they want to climb the hills. Jai Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. You know in South, Tirupati? Yeah, Govinda, Govinda, they climb. And then all the way up. Govinda climbs. See, it's very easy for him. This is his attraction. They are going 7 hills there, they are climbing.
Yes.
And they don't have breakfast. No coffee, no tea, no sandwiches, nothing at all. And we are all buried into tea, coffee and sandwiches. Please, forget about eating also for a while. Why should you worry about eating? So much we ate already. How many trucks we have rice? So then, how many trucks we have? And even now you are hungry. So please, Asvana, Prudhubhaya, Shokubhaya, Shokuma. We forget Asvana. We forget the eating also. That is Krishna's mercy. And then, we are in a worldly existence. So we have so many difficulties. So many problems we cannot solve. So he becomes Girivardhari. There is again, Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha, Jaya Girivardhari. Girivardhari means, you remember the pastime of Krishna. Indra was angry because he didn't get the sacrifice. So he sent that Samatha cloud, which was meant for the devastation. And everything was inundated. And to save all the Vrajasis, gopis and cows and etc., he picked up for 7 days on the last finger of the left hand, the golden hill. We cannot put one stone on our finger for 2 minutes. See how merciful he is. Even now he can be Girivardhari. He became Girivardhari for him. How he was protected. He had 2 heart attacks while going. God worship, 1.5 month journey. Please, see these things, keep your eyes open, and this is the meaning of this line, of this verse. Now please sing nicely, lovingly. Jaya Gopijana Vallabha, Jaya Girivara Dhari, Jaya Girivara Dhari, Thank you. This is personification of that sound. Day and night, if you are going on chanting, sometime definitely he will hear. He hears always, sometime definitely. The thing is that sound vibration we don't appreciate that much. Either we don't understand or we are not attracted to it. He says that the four Vedas were produced by my breathing and we have experienced. Breath has a sound. Our breath hardly is 1 minute or less than a minute. His breath is very long. So his sound must be very long, very loud. And this sound is the basis of our material manifestation. Whole manifestation is the creation of the sound. And that's why we are advised correctly by Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take the help of the same sound and get liberated from this. We are entangled by sound. We have the same sound. If we take help, we can be liberated. That is the goal of our existence. People don't understand the goal of the human existence. They even don't know that they are entangled into birth and death. And that's why they are careless. We cannot afford to be careless. Those who are completely enlightened into this, they can know that even Vedas are produced by sound. And he says, there is every possibility of hearing him and realizing through the sound of the Vedas. And the cream of the Vedas is with us in the form of Bhagavad Gita. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita is the sound representation of the Lord. And it could be very easily seen and heard through the pages of Bhagavad Gita. That's why Bhagavad Gita should be ready into our throat. We should sing always. So many nice verses are there, chapters are there. Particularly 12th and 15th chapters must be there. Please don't ignore this personification of sound. Keshava, Keshava, Kukiye.
Keshava, Keshava, Kukiye.
Na Kukiye, Asar.
Na Kukiye, Asar.
Rath Divasake, Kukate.
Rath Divasake, Kukate.
Kabhi to Sune, Kuka.
Kabhi to Sune, Kuka.
Krishna naam rat tera ho,
Krishna naam rat tera ho,
jagat ghat mein aan,
jagat ghat mein
aan, tabahu to deen dayal ke,
tabahu to deen dayal ke,
banak paregi kaan,
banak paregi kaan,
Krishna naam jat tera ho,
Krishna naam rat tera ho, We think we have consumed the time in explanation of Jai Radha Madhava. Please remember these things. And one verse I would like you to remember so that we can put into practice. You know? And then we finish. It's too much for you today. You know? So one verse will do. Shantaha. Shantaha.
Samadrishah.
Samadrishah.
Sarvabhutanuranjana Yanti
Anjasa
Achyutapadam
Achyutapriya
Pandavaha. Very nice two line words, you know, from Srimad Bhagavatam. Shantaha Samadrishah Siddhaha Shantaha समदृशः सिद्धाः सर्वभूतान् वन्दिनः यान्ति अञ्जसा च्युतपदम् अच्युत प्रिय बान्धवाः. Once you understand, you will be able to sing. See, here five things are given. We try to cultivate. But don't be scared with five numbers, because only one thing is required, the sincere devotional service. And all these things will be easily available. But because basically we are not following the intensely devotional service, devotional practice, that's why these qualities are not shown in our personality. If the devotional service is very intensely followed, there is no dearth of these qualities. They are automatic. But we have to understand ourselves and to remember. We should find out some tricks so that we can remember these verses. And as I told you, unless you try to churn your mind and try to understand these things, how are you going to preach? Our main duty is to preach. And preaching is not the goal of our existence. But we want to intensify our own devotional service. For intensify our own devotional service, preaching is required. Otherwise we lose the core of the devotional service. And that's why programs, each one of you must have separate programs. As Ramcharan does. He went to some new colony and he started his own program. Just read Bhagavad, read Bhagavad Gita, read purports, and whatever Krishna suggests, Prabhupada gives you intelligence, discuss with the people. People will be enjoying. Sing Mahamantra. If you don't know anything, at least sing Mahamantra. If you don't want to do that, even then, just think that you are going to start a program. Don't remain in that position long. And try sincerely. If you can't do that, at least chant Mahamantra yourself. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If you can't do that, at least remember Krishna's name. Krishna, 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 you can say. If you can't do that, at least think that you are going to chant Krishna. Thinking at least should go on. If you can't do that, then do one thing. Come to Dwarka. And there is a nice sangam, Gomti River, very powerful. Tie the stone to your vest, so that your dead body should not come up. And throw yourself in sangam. Hari Bol. There is no need of life then. Please, don't be discouraged. But the courage will take you forward. And try to understand that way, this Bhagavatam verse. As soon as you try to remember Krishna, the first installment you get is Shantaha. You become completely peaceful. Chinta se chaturai gate. Very nice dua, isn't it? Chinta se chaturai gate. Ghate Ranga Roop Vaan. Very nice Hindi. Chinta se chaturai ghate. Ghate Ranga Roop Vaan. Chinta vadi abhagini. Chinta chita saman. Is best. Chinta. Chinta. Chinta means worry. And we have www. Our Kinchan, Krishna Kinchan, once wrote in Granth Raj, he has given, Chinta Badi Abhagini, Chinta Chita Saman. Yeah. Then he has given the W, worry, you know. So he, WWW, is it? Yes. Computer people, WWW. Yes. We know three W's. He has very nicely given it in our Granth Raj website. Want. First is want. The second is worry. We want something, so we worry about it. And if we don't get, we weep. So WWW, incompetent people, want, worry, weep. In the end, there is nothing in the computer. They spend 2 lakhs of rupees to buy, and then don't know really what is happening. Weak then. Please, out. Don't worry at least. The chinta kills our time. Do not worry, please.